Wednesday, the 7th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, I hope you're all really excited about what's going to happen at school today. And when you get in, remind your teachers what today is. Today is World Read Aloud Day. That's a really big deal, guys. It's a day in which we need to listen to stories and have them read aloud to us. And this is part of a huge international program to get more kids reading and even to get adults reading. So when you get to school, remind your teachers today is World Read Aloud Day. Now, Nali Bali is a South African organization, and they have a special gift for every single kid who's listening to Radio Veritas and even those who don't. They have taken a story written by a child. Her name is Stacey Frew, and I've met her. She's very nice. It's called in English The Lost Kitten, but Nali Bali has translated the story into all the official languages. So if you go home this evening, you can ask Mom or Dad to Google World Read Aloud Day, Nali Bali, and you can find the story of the lost kitten. You have to fill in a little thing that says who you are, and then they will give you the story, and you can download it for free with pictures in whatever languages you want. Okay, so that's a big deal, isn't it? So, I'm going to read you the story by Stacey Frew with the illustrations by Rico. The Lost Kitten. One Friday afternoon, Neo and Bella were playing in Neo's garden, and Noodle the dog was sleeping peacefully. Tiny ginger kitten crawled out from under a bush. Look, it has a pretty blue collar around its neck, said Neo. Neo and Bella took it inside. Mom, Dad, look, we found a kitten in the garden, shouted Neo. It must belong to someone because it has a collar around its neck, said Bella.
We should try to find the owners, Dad said.
Tomorrow we can make posters about the lost kitten. Maybe the owner will see the posters, said Mom. Neo found a shoebox and an old jersey to make a cozy bed for the kitten. Dad fed it and gave it a big bowl of clean water. On Saturday morning, Bella arrived very early. Let's make the posters, she said. They made four posters.
Let's go put them up, Dad said.
First they went to the library. Then they went to the shop. And then the neighbor let them put a poster on her gate. They saved one poster to put up at school. On Tuesday afternoon, Neo, Bella, Noodle, and the kitten were playing in the lounge. There was someone at the door. Noodle barked excitedly, and the kitten got such a fright that it ran and hid under the couch. Oh, hello, said Neo when he saw a girl at the door. Hello. My name is Gina, said the girl. I think the kitten you found may be mine. Her name is Ginger. But when they looked in the lounge, the kitten wasn't there. Oh no, said Bella. I hope the kitten isn't lost again. Gina looked very sad. Then they heard Noodle in the kitchen. Woof, woof! This was followed by a loud crash. The children hurried to the kitchen. There sat the kitten. It had knocked over its water bowl when Noodle barked, and it was now very wet. Bella dried the kitten and gave it to Gina. The kitten was very happy. You and Neo can visit Ginger whenever you like, said Gina. Bella's face lit up. Thank you, she said. But, said Neo, I think Noodle the dog should stay at home. And everyone agreed that was probably a very good idea. So, isn't that a cute story about a little girl and a little boy and a kitten? All right, everyone. Tonight, when you get home, I want you to go ask Mommy or Daddy or Gogo or whoever, please. It's World Read Aloud Day. Either they can download a story for you from the internet, or they can go and take one off the bookshelf and read it to you. And to all the mums and dads and teachers and gogos and grandfathers and other people who are listening to this podcast, I want to remind you that when you're thinking about nice birthday presents and nice Christmas presents, and even Easter, you can give a gift like this. Books, guys. We want to get books into our children's hands. Let's close our eyes now. I want to pray that every child might be inspired to read and to write. I know that Stacey Frew started writing when she was in primary school. And there are some other children I know of in primary schools who have also written books. And children in high school and adults. And so I want to ask God to inspire all of us to read and to write and to be creative. Amen.